Agriculture and Veterans Budget and Policy Committee will come to order. A short agenda today, members, so we'll move right along. Like I promised you last week, we'd be done and out of here in an hour. Before we do that, I don't usually get an in.
Doesn't seem to be.
I'll just talk real loud then.
There you go.
Okay. Usually I don't get a chance to do something like this, but I'm going to take the opportunity today. And I want to recognize Sue Erke. She's a farm girl from Storden down in my district. And the reason she's going to be here today, she's going to retire on March 30th as assistant director from the VA regional office. A lot of great work, and I'm going to go more of what we should, because we're going to applaud that lady, if you will join me. Okay, now, members, we'll move right along, and we will have confirmations today. And the first one is going to be Clark Dyrwood, Commissioner, Department of Veterans Affairs. Clark, can you come up and tell us what you do and why you want to keep doing what you're doing?
Well, thank you. My name is Clark Dyrwood, currently Commissioner of Veterans Affairs. And as Senator Vickerman put it, I'm here to ask if I can continue in that position. Passed around a brief bio. I was up here, a year ago or whatever. Are you hearing this? Is this? Yeah. I started my veterans life as a mechanized infantry person in Vietnam, and I was wounded in 1967, and back in the field, finished my tour, came out in January 68. 1973, I started as county veteran service officer, Thief River Falls, Pennington County, and I did that for 3 years or so. Then I worked in a hospital up in Thief River Falls, started working for the State Department of Veterans Affairs in 1980, and have been with the state ever since, moving through various positions. My background in state has primarily been in claims, which is helping veterans get their VA benefits, and did that for 20-some years, 5 years up in a Fargo branch office, 19 years at Fort Snelling. I was appointed a year and three quarters ago by Governor Pawlenty, and before he made his appointment, he asked for input from the veterans community. If you look around, you see an awful lot of people from the veterans community here. I don't think I want to start introducing them by name. I know most of them, but I'm sure I'd get lost in the process, and it would tie up the process. But we've got some really stalwarts from the veterans community in the room here, and I've known them for many years, worked very closely with them. And we started last year, thanks to Senator Vickerman and the rest of the Veterans Committee. Last year was an absolute historic occasion for veterans in the state of Minnesota. Our small agency grew by 40%, which sounds very dramatic. But in real dollars, we were so small that it is still just a little blip on the whole state budget. And I am here today to number one, ask that I be confirmed so I can continue in this position. And then would really look forward to coming back with the initiatives for this year's for Military and Veterans Affairs. So I would, again, are there any questions? Anyone in the audience?
Mr. Dyrwood, we did work last year and pass this, I think all of us, a pretty good bill.
Yes.
But as I look at what's going on now in this Iraq war and 3,000 people are the soldiers that are coming back, your job is going to get bigger and bigger. And so we need to have people at the head of that department that they can do that task, because that's what it's going to be to get them all back where they are. Any questions from the committee? If not, Senator Skoy moves confirmation of Clark Dyrwood. Before I do that, let the record show we have a quorum present. Senator Scorinuzzi's motion that Clark Dyrud be confirmed as Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So adopted. Welcome.
Senator, before I leave, hot off the press is a flyer for a Veterans Day on the Hill on January 30th, and there are some copies that will be making their way around. I just would like to inform you of that. Again, thank you very much.
Okay. Members, if you look on your list, the next person would be Mashu C. Kumar, that's the way I'll pronounce it, Board of Animal Health. Right now, today, as we're here, he's in India, I believe. Am I right? Or are you here?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Bill Hartman. I'm the Executive Director of the Board of Animal Health and the State Veterinarian. I'm happy to provide some information about Dr. Kumar, if you'd like.
I just want members to know that it is in India, and if we did on other confirmations what I've chaired this committee, they have to make contact with me or somebody on this office and fulfill that obligation. So if there's no further questions, I need a motion. Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chair, I move that Mr. Kumar be reconfirmed.
Senator Perkins moves Masha Kumar be confirmed to the Board of Animal Health. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So adopted. Next one. Lisa Hegedahl, Minnesota Rural Finance Authority. Maybe what we could do is bring all three people up for the Finance Authority. That would certainly work. So then I need Howard Swenson. And we have William Thien, I believe it is. Okay.
Number 42. There's four people.
Okay, Lisa Hegedahl, you want to be first?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. It is an honor and a privilege once again to be before you asking for a confirmation to the Rural Finance Authority. I stated the last time I was here that the Rural Finance Authority is probably the ultimate example of what government can do for its people that it represents. It's working diligently to keep farmers on the farm or to start beginning farmers. And through my own personal experiences of my family and myself, and how hard it is to get lending when you need it, to go through the crisis of the 80s that our family went through, it's a wonderful opportunity to work for an organization like the Rural Finance Authority to give the opportunity for farming to the farmers and the young people out there.
Okay, thank you. Next is Mr. Howard Swenson.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm here to ask for confirmation to the Rural Finance Authority. I've been a lifelong farmer and recognize the importance of agriculture to our great state of Minnesota. I did serve in the House of Representatives for 10 years until 2 years ago. As chairman of the Agriculture Committee the last term I was here, and like I said, been a lifelong dairy farmer. I still live on my farm. Our son is managing the farm today. He has about 180 cow dairy farm and has been doing real well. I think the Rural Finance Authority is an important beneficial board for the farmers of Minnesota, the Beginning Farmer Program, and some of the other programs that the legislature has put money into have been very important to many of the young farmers throughout the state. One thing I would say, it's a program that gets used. We have Jim here, who is the director of it now at the present time, but Just for your information, we are out of funds in most of our programs from the money that was given in the bonding bill last year. So I don't know what we're going to do for the next year and a half till the next bonding bill, unless there's some way to that we can receive some funding from the legislature this year. Otherwise, most of our programs at this time, we can't provide new loans from because the available funds have been used up. So I think that's something that the legislature should keep in mind as you go forward through this year. But with that, I want to just say that I would appreciate support for the appointment and continue to serve on this board to the best of my ability.
Mr. Swenson, I think all of us are aware that the money ran out, and there's a bill already in the hopper here to try to do that. But I'm going to ask Senate Counsel just to explain bonding or statute or appropriations.
Well, yep. Mr. Chairman and members, Mr. Swenson mentioned about the bonding bill for 2008. Bonding for the RFA does not have to be part of a bonding bill because it doesn't require the supermajority or the 60% to pass. It only requires a simple majority because it's under a different clause in the Constitution. So that you could, in fact, the last couple of years, it's been carried as part of the budget bill for the division. So it could be part of your budget bill or done separately. The one requirement, it does have to be a House file. It doesn't need the 60%, but it does need to be a House file because there are always a property tax that kind of backs up the bonds. So it needs to be a House file. But that's the only requirement. So it doesn't need to be part of a bonding bill per se.
Well, Senate Counsel, is there a way we can move this forward faster? Because I know they're out of money.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that would be up to the legislature as far as if you wanted to move a bill separate or have it as part of your funding package for the year. It can be actually in 2005 it was part of the tax bill that it passed because that was when we were in special. It was part of the Environment and Agriculture Budget Division bill, but in special session they decided it was going to be a Senate file. Well, it can't be in a Senate file. So the one House file that was available was a tax bill to pass it in. But as long as it's a House file, it can be passed any time the legislature is willing to do that.
Well, I appreciate that response. And you say it has to be a House file, I think it's important that you as members of this committee are aware of the situation, and apparently Chairman Vickerman is. And so we'll have to work with somebody in the House to try and get something moving forward, which hopefully.
Senator Scully, a question?
I got it answered, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, we have two more people, and I believe, Mr. Borboom, you're going to speak for them. Let's do Gary Pelosik, and the other one is William Thine. Can you tell us about him?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Jim Borboom, Assistant Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. I'm here to speak on behalf of Gary Pelosik and Bill Thine. And just to give you and the members a background about the makeup of the board, the statutory requirement for the board, this is an 11-member board. There are six public members. Two of those members are seated here this afternoon, and five agency heads. And so we've got a nice balance of our board membership. The agency heads are Agriculture, Department of Employment and Economic Development, Finance, the State Auditor, and Commerce. And the makeup of the public members, there are six public members. We have a beef farmer, a hog farmer, a dairy farmer, a farm business management instructor, and then two ag lenders. And so I'm speaking on behalf of the two agriculture lenders. Gary Pelosik is from Martin County. You have his resume in front of you. And then Bill Thine from Big Stone County. So we try to find some diversity and balance, geographic diversity, as well as work experience from the board members, and it certainly has served us well. I'm very pleased to see Bill Thine reappointed. He's been a very valued member of our board, and then also Gary Pelosik uses our loan program and, again, understands the partnership that we have with our ag lenders. So I'd certainly appreciate your support in approving these members.
Any questions from the committee? Members, what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, we'll take all four of these people in one motion. That's okay. Senator Dale?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think they're excellent candidates. I'd like to move that we recommend that they be appointed or reappointed to their positions.
Okay, Senator Dale moves that Lisa Hagedoff, Gary Polischek, Howard Swenson, William Thine all be confirmed to serve on the Minnesota Rural Finance Authority. Is there any further discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So adopt. Thank you very much for showing up today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have two more people, and they're both on the Veterans Home Board of Directors, and that's William H. Tindall, Jr., and William A. Rowley, Jr. They're both Minnesota Veteran Home Board of Directors, and they would come up and tell us a little bit about us, about you, and why you want to continue on. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chairman and members of the committee. I'm William H. Tindall, Jr. I am a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I served during the Vietnam War. I'm a graduate of the University of Minnesota, and I also received a award of Alumni of Honorable Distinction from the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Minnesota just last year. I would like to serve on the board or continue serving on the board because I think that I can bring some of the value and experience that the board needs. I have been in healthcare for about 25 years, working in various positions in healthcare from healthcare systems to claims processing to just general management of clinics. I currently manage five clinics in the metro area right now.
Sir.
I'm William Rowley. Served in the U.S. Army. I was in Vietnam from 67 to 69. I've been a veterans advocate for probably the last 15 years, to include the national commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I would like to serve on the Veterans Home Board due to the fact that these are the most disadvantaged veterans in our state, and they need somebody to advocate for them. And I feel that my service to veterans over the last 10 to 15 years has been as an advocate for veterans. I can advocate for our members that are currently in our veterans' homes, and I would ask that you consider my appointment for that.
Any questions? Senator?
Board members for the Veterans Home, could you speak to how you can continue to address the problems, especially that we're talking about at the Minneapolis Veterans Home?
Well, the feeling on the board, I've been on the board for a year. It's quite alarming to me that something like that would happen. And some of the things that I've read about and heard about are unconscionable that someone would treat somebody with that kind of behavior. And that's one of the reasons why I'd like to remain a member of the committee so we can make some changes there. That's really not the way that we would like veterans to be treated in any manner, fashion, or form, or anybody to be treated like that.
And I would reaffirm that statement. And we are not happy with what's happening out there, and we are advocating for change.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, I'll echo what Senator Ropes said. First, thank you for your service, and thanks for agreeing to be on the board. It's a big commitment, and a lot of us veterans really appreciate the work that the board has done and will continue to do in the future, which brings me to the situation that our country is in today and our state. We've got a lot of younger veterans that are coming back that have multitude of Vietnam-style issues, and you two gentlemen understand what I'm talking about. We're going to need to provide a lot of service for these folks here. And what kind of planning are you doing now to buffer the Veterans Home Board? Build a buffer there so that when all these people start coming and seeking services, that you're able to accommodate.
One of the first things that's the most important thing, and I think that's been lacking or at least has not been concentrated on enough, is quality management. Because if you have a good quality management program, then you're able to handle the new soldiers and veterans coming back. And when I say that, I mean a good program is able to address problems before they happen and to be able to be proactive. And one of the problems with the Veterans Home Board at this point that we're really changing is it hasn't been proactive on how it approaches quality management.
Again, I would agree with that. I think we've been kind of reactive, but we want to be more proactive in all aspects of veterans care.
Any other questions? Well, members, as we did before, I need a motion to confirm William H. Tindall, Jr., William A. Worley, Jr. We can do that all in one motion if you, Senator Murphy, you want to make that motion? Senator moves. Murphy moves that we confirm William H. Tindall, Jr. and William A. Rowley, I think I'm saying it right, Jr. That's
yep.
Close
yes,
enough, I
yes,
think,
Mr.
to
Chair.
The Minnesota Veterans Home Board of Directors. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Members, I told you we'd be out of here in a half hour, and we are out of here in a half hour, and we'll meet on Thursday. So we're adjourned.